Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. We did have some sunny breaks this morning, but by now the sun is obscured by clouds. Late afternoon, we will reach the high of 2 degrees for today, but the end of the afternoon will also bring us wet snow. That wet snow will continue until midnight. Be careful if you have to go out at night because the temperature drops to minus 2, and that could cause slippery spots. Early Wednesday morning, that wet snow returns and will stay with us until the next forecast. The temperature tomorrow morning is around plus 1 degree. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John.
See ya!
Recording in progress.
I already got in trouble today with one podcast, Zoe Thorne, so why not? Let's do another one. Hi.
Okay, sure. Hi.
This one's a little more on the safe side. Anyway, of course, I do a podcast with Sex with Sue's Sue McGarvey, and anytime I upload the artwork for that, Facebook catches it almost immediately.
You gotta respect those community guidelines, man. I've told you.
it's just a picture. That's all. And there's there's not nudity. There's skin, but not nudity. Anyway, I digress. First day of spring.
Speaking of showing skin, first day of spring.
Maybe not just yet, because, boy, we're pretty lucky here in Ottawa. A lot of parts of Ontario are getting pounded with winter storms. Spring officially, by the way, does not arrive until 11:06 tonight. So technically...
Last week I saw people in shorts already on those like slightly warmer days. So the minute it's in just even the single digits, sometimes doesn't even have to hit double digits in the temperature. I see short sleeves. I see shorts.
Of course.
I'm seeing shirts off. I'm like, oh my goodness. We're unstoppable. The minute that snow's gone, everything comes off.
That is a good Canadian winter wardrobe, by the way. Bare feet in Crocs, shorts, and parka.
Sounds like every time I go to the cottage.
Yeah, right. Filling your gas tank at $1.57 a liter right now with another 10 cents coming on April 1st. Aren't we in such a privileged world? I can't even say it. That's how not privileged I feel. April 1st. Aren't we privileged, Zoe? Lucky
us. Oh, yes. Yeah, I just feel like it's like flying by so fast at this point, just already being like almost halfway through or over halfway through March, but April showers bring May flowers. Yay.
Can I ask, what is that behind you over your left shoulder? It struck me as like candies. It's very colorful, but it's not candies.
This? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's different like chip bag clips. There's like the silicone things you can put over like fruits and vegetables so their ends don't get dried out.
There's how out of it I am. I am weaning myself off sugar. I see chip clips and think, candy.
Wait, let's blame IKEA. They're very colorful. So,
if you missed yesterday's show, you'll want to go back and hear that. Apparently, we've been saying IKEA all wrong. It is your Tuesday edition of Yow, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe and the Milkman.
I'm no economics expert, but anytime I hear that there's a way to get a bigger tip and it's as simple as adding an emoji, my ears are wide open.
So that's a thing, right? If you're a server and you add an emoji, people think you're so friendly, they'll give more. And it's interesting that you found that article today. It's in the Globe and Mail because there's a lot of conversation on my social media feed lately that I'm noticing, people talking about tips because it used to be, a tip is something I offer because I got exceptional service. Now it's almost demanded, and they're pre-selecting the amounts you should tip.
Yeah, so that's what they're basically saying is adding an emoji next to the preferred amount of tip will not only give you a better chance of getting it, but also leave the customer with a more positive feeling after they give it. So that's another interesting thing that they found in the study.
Does the emoji lead someone's eye to the preferred amount, though?
I think it leads, obviously, to the preferred amount. But remember... You know, sometimes waitresses and waiters will put a smiley face on your receipt And like you kind of get a little happy when you get like a little like smiley face, like thank you for coming written out by the server. So it's kind of the same concept of just, you know, putting that smiley face of please, please, please with the cherry on top to this amount. And it leaves people with, you know, a better taste in their mouth about having to tip.
What is the begging for money emoji?
I feel like it's a hand out.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. It's Yao, your Ottawa webcast. Tip your server as well. Tonight, we have free comedy for you at No Forks Given, right across from Ottawa U, 191 Somerset Street East. Tavis Mapleston is the producer of the show and also your MC. He's going to join us in just a few here on Yao, your Ottawa webcast. Your dog, Xena, is a Pitbull or Pitbull mix?
Pitbull lab. Yeah.
Pitbull lab. Okay. Do we know this for sure? Have you ever had her DNA tested?
No, I haven't. I just, that's what I go off of.
All right. We haven't DNA tested our current dog, Kelty. My previous dog, we did, and it gave us all kinds of explanations that, you know, the information was such a godsend because we were able to better deal with this dog. But as has been discovered, through a TV station, WBZ in Boston, they decided to go to one of these online DNA testing sites where you can have your dog's breed or breeds determined through this DNA test. They decided, let's see how accurate this is. So they did a little swab and sent it to this company, and they got the results back. Oh, I should probably mention, instead of swabbing the cheek of a dog, they swabbed the cheek of one of their reporters.
Oh, gosh.
So, let's just cut to the chase. As it turns out, according to this online DNA test for dogs, WBZ News in Boston reporter Christina Hager is 40% Alaskan Malamute, 35% Shar Pei, and 25% Labrador.
I know mine would come back 100% golden retriever based off of my hair color and very friendly personality.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't even want to know what mine is. Don't even. We'll check in with Tavis Mapleston, producer of our comedy show at No Forks Given. He is up next. This is Yao, your Ottawa webcast. Roof.
We've got Tavis here giving us the full lineup we should be expecting to see tonight at No Forks Given. I am always so excited to talk to you, Tavis. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
We're all right.
Oh, good. Yeah, staying warm.
Happy 2 days after St. Patrick's Day.
Every Tuesday is free stand-up comedy. That's right, free stand-up comedy at No Forks Given. Tavis, I got to hand it to you. Week after week after week, the show just gets better and better. And I said this right after the show last week. I said it on this podcast the following day. That Tuesday show last week, I mean, people could have paid $50 for that, and they would have gone home thinking, I got every cent's worth in that show. What a lineup last week.
Yeah, that's right. I should have asked them for some money. You're right. I mean, made a mistake. Yeah, it's great. I mean, I pride myself on putting these lineups together, so I'm trying to put the best on and then bring up some young up-and-coming talent. This week, we have visiting from Montreal, because he's staying at my house for a couple nights, Trevor Thompson, one of Ottawa's premier comedy products, who's now trying his hand at French comedy in Quebec. So he's coming to town. He's going to be there. Yeah. He's doing great, too. And Wafik Nasralla, another pro.
Okay.
Pure pro coming tonight. Yeah.
It's one of the funniest people I have ever seen, whether it's Ottawa or beyond. He always just brings the house down.
Yeah, for sure. And we got some other heavy hitters. We got KB Harwood, who hasn't been around very much. She's taken a hiatus, but I'm super happy to have her back for sure.
Nice.
And coming from Cornwall, very funny guy, Jamie Carr. He's an amazing impressionist and jokester. You'll really like him for sure.
Not to be confused with Jimmy Carr, I assume.
No, yeah. I probably would have said that off the top if it was Jimmy Carr.
Right? By
the
way, it's kind of hard.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Oops.
I
don't know why he's doing our show, but yeah, he's going to be there. Yeah. Yeah, maybe advertise that. Free show, Jimmy Carr will be there.
Oops, typo. Our bad. Yeah, that one gets in trouble at all.
We got a couple other amazing acts. Matt Champ, Kaylee Henderson. Who am I forgetting? Someone else. It's a surprise. And of course, Dave Chappelle as well. No. but no, it's going to be another great lineup. It's going to be another great night. Lots of great food, lots of great drinks. So come and check it out. It's the best.
Right across from Ottawa, I can't believe George Carlin on the bill tonight. We look forward to seeing you. No forks
That's right.
given. Tavis
We're Maple getting Street. The hologram of George Carlin. Listen, AI bits.
Did you hear that AI voice, George Carlin?
It's too creepy. I don't want to do it. I don't like it.
Good. You're better off. You're better off. Real comedy tonight. No Forks Given. 191 Somerset Street East. You can reserve at noforksgiven.ca.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
Short and sweet today, Zoe. Just a couple of news stories. Five new members being inducted into Ottawa's Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Luke Richardson, former NHLer, was a coach for a while with the Ottawa Senators. He is being inducted into Ottawa's Sports Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. Former NHL player Mike Bullard, not to be confused, by the way, with the Mike Bullard that had a talk show. Not the same guy. Former Canadian soccer international star Lyndon Hooper. James Duffy, TSN, into the media category. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know there was a category for that.
There is. And Dr. Mark Aubrey is also joining the Ottawa Sports Hall of Fame, a long career in sports medicine. The other story that caught my eye, OC Transpo has new e-buses on the way. They announced a couple of days ago that the e-buses are doing every bit as well as the diesel buses.
Ooh.
That means they have 110 old buses currently for sale. What would we do with an old OC Transpo bus?
I think they should give some to the Ottawa Paramedic Service to largen their fleet of, like, they have those large buses that go places for big events.
Yeah. Interesting.
I think they should largen their fleet with those maybe a bit.
If we hadn't invested $750,000 times, I think it's 9 for those skate huts on the canal, converting an OC Transpo bus into a skate hut would certainly make a lot of sense, wouldn't it?
Well, OC Transpo should do that anyways as maybe like a campaign to promote their services.
On the canal, and we could call it Low Sea Transpo. Low, French for water.
Yes, look at us coming up with ideas.
Been sitting on that one for a while. Homeless shelters.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Or just... warming like spots. You know, you can go and stay warm.
That's actually brilliant. You know what? There's nothing at Le Breton Flats right now. We're still trying to figure out what to do with it. Park the buses there, hook them up somehow to electric for at least the heater to work, and let the homeless people who don't have roofs over their heads at least hang out in the OC Transpo buses with the heat on.
Just to keep warm, yeah. Or of course, putting one or two outside of the Mission or the Shepherds of Good Hope as just like another warming spot, because of course they don't have a ton of beds to hold everyone.
I love that. I thought this would be a goofy little bit. That's genius. That's really, I'm really excited for that idea. We got to get in touch with City Council right now.
We should.
That's great.
We paid for those buses, so.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. It is said that resilience grows in adversity soil. Like the strongest, most deep-rooted trees, your own roots deepen because of all the storms that you have endured and have yet to endure. This growth grants you the determination and commitment, just like any big tree, to stand strong regardless of any storm that you encounter, because you know who you are. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
We are online at yowshow.ca. Past episodes are there. New episodes uploaded to Spotify every single day, and also at yowshow.ca. Let's end it on this. Orkin Canada, the pest control people, Zoe.
Oh, yes. Yep.
You're familiar with them? Hopefully they haven't been to your home, have they?
Not the current one that I'm living in.
Okay, good. All right. They have just released their list of the top 25 cities in Canada for bed bugs.
Bum, bum, bum.
The list is based on a number of commercial and residential bed bug treatments performed by Orkin Canada through 2023. Number one. What is Canada's bed buggiest city, do you think?
Toronto or Vancouver?
You got it. Toronto. Congratulations. Vancouver is not on the list, by the way. Sudbury, number two.
Oh. Sudbury, number two.
Yeah. Oshawa is number three.
Okay.
Hamilton, number four.
These are all in Ontario. This is kind of concerning.
And so is this one.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Okay, I won't say it. But it's true.
Oh.
Number five.
Ottawa.
I didn't say it. Yep, we are the number five bed buggiest city in the country. What a happy note to end things on the show.
I wonder if that has to do with, like, the colleges and universities. Like, we have people traveling.
Blaming the students?
Not blaming the students, but they're coming from probably, you know, like Toronto and the other areas to come to school here. And they're bringing their bed bugs.
Okay. Queen students don't have bed bugs. McGill students don't have bed bugs. St. Evex students don't have bed bugs.
Where are they on the list?
I don't know. I only have the top five. We're back with another edition of Yow, your Ottawa webcast tomorrow. It's the milkman, John Milkey. She is Zoe Thorne.
And I don't actually blame the students for the bed bugs. I'm sorry.
Except you do.
If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Hate mail to Zoe, please.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.